Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we have open lines. If you've got a question or comment that you'd like to share or ask, give us a call and we'll address it live online, or else we'll be talking. We've got a topic for today based on some things going on and some things that are hitting my mailbox, probably hitting yours as well. There's a lot of discussion going on about what is going to happen or perhaps happen this summer, a lot of attention being drawn to the summer. Now, this happens usual. This is a normal occurrence that there's a heightened attention drawn to the summer for a variety of reasons, which we probably won't go into. But just we want to, what can we learn from what is going on? And this is both in the church and in different circles. And so we want to, again, establish a strategy. How do we address, you know, how do we address things that are happening within the Christian world as well as within the secular world? How do we approach those attempts at getting us to believe and feel and react a certain way? When it comes right down to it, if someone can get you to react the way you want, the way they want you to, they can control you. We see a lot of that in media, and that's from everything from entertainment and video games to the news media. And even entertainment on TV and cable, that kind of thing, shows, programs. They present things in a certain way in order to elicit, in order to achieve a certain response in you and I. Now, if you're not participating, if you're not watching, you're not going to be able to be influenced. But often enough people can be influenced that they will change the mood or the options that are available for the rest of us. So what are we talking about? There's been a lot of various kinds of communication, emails and concerns, things posted on blogs and websites, and a variety of different sources of, we could call it chatter. We could say that it's a lot of different kinds of discussions about this summer, activities this summer, that are coming in a variety of different ways. Just doing a quick analysis of what sort of the buzz around Christian circles right now. Relating, it comes down to, there are three main elements. One is that something's going to happen this summer. Second is there's a lot of talk about earthquakes and natural disasters. I just saw another one about freakish weather, but we're talking natural disasters. the third element that seems to be fairly common is that it's judgment from God. Or that there's that element that this is judgment from God. And in many circumstances, in many situations, that judgment is related to his appearing, his second coming, the rapture, whatever it is. There's a variety of different responses to that, but there's a rationale for that judgment, that the judgment is either coming to God's people for misbehavior, or the judgment is coming to the rest of the world, especially America, and it will take place after the rapture and everybody's gone. So if that's something that some believe, obviously that's going to cause a lot of concern, because that's this summer. We're in June now. So summer, it hasn't officially started. But if I was actually of that bent, that this is something I believed, this would cause a lot of concern. So we're not going to specifically address what the chatter is. We are going to instead address what should you do. And for every one of you, every individual listening to this program, either today or at another time, your answer is going to be unique. What God is going to tell you to do may be totally different than what he tells anyone else to do. Now, many in the church have just decided to ignore the chatter. Now, what happens when you ignore your enemy? The whole thought is that, well, we've heard this before, nothing's ever happened. We don't believe in the rapture. We don't believe in the end times. We don't believe in God coming. We don't believe in Revelation. You know, so it doesn't matter what people are saying. We don't believe in that anyway. It's all from the devil, and he can't do anything, you know, unless God allows him to. So, or, well, if it's the time for that, it's going to happen. There's nothing I can do about it. Very often people have this, I'm just going to ignore it. And regardless of the circumstances, it is what it is. And what you need to understand is that ignoring something makes you vulnerable to it. Because what happens is, if you aren't proactive, if you don't have a strategy of some kind or another, you are then susceptible to be blown about by every wind of belief, every doctrine, every thought, every speculation, every theory. If you don't have a way of analyzing what you're hearing, developing a strategy now, and I'm not talking about a strategy to move or, hunker down in your home or, you know, come against these words. That's not the strategy we're talking about. The strategy we're talking about is how to be able to tell if what you're hearing is from God. Because that, bottom line, that's what's important. If there is an earthquake and you're in the earthquake zone and you are hearing from God, you're going to have that confidence, regardless of what happens, that you are being directed by him. It's not being in the right place at the right time, hearing the right word, doing the right thing, that's going to give you that peace, that rest, that confidence. It's having heard it from him. it's knowing that you not only are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, saying the right thing, believing the right thing, but that you received them all from Him, directly from God. There is always going to be tribulation on this earth. He may bring things to an end in a way we're not expecting, but for right now, just accept that. Your life is going to have tribulation of some kind or another. It's funny that even when everything is going right with us, we, you know, there's the three main areas of crisis: our health, our finances, and our relationships. Even when everything is going great in those areas, we still find something to complain about. We still find something that needs to be corrected. We're never satisfied. So we want to develop a strategy so that we can regain authority and responsibility over our lives by depending on God. There's that difference between independence and dependence. If you think that you are responsible for understanding what God is saying, getting a revelation from God, understanding it, and doing it, then you are independent of God. You are acting and moving in your own soul. You are developing your own strategies. And as you know, God is not at all obligated to accommodate your beliefs. And if you try to argue with Him, and it's amusing that so often when we look back at times that we've struggled and we thought we were struggling with the devil, and it turns out we were struggling with God. We were rebuking and overcoming strongholds and doing warfare, and it turns out it was God. That happens all the time, because we are still holding on to our own beliefs and our own strategies, our own way of doing things. So what we're going to talk about is true for any time, not just a particular time when there's a lot of rumors and revelation and speculation going on. And listening to some of these things coming in, one of the things I thought was very interesting was that there are a lot of similarities, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to address it. There are a lot of similarities in the revelation that people are getting. And those are the commonalities of the revelation specifically are the earthquakes, the natural disasters, and the summer. Now, the other commonality is, as I said, the judgment and the aftermath of judgment, whether it's against the church or against America or the world. This is not exclusive to America. But that is a commonality of the interpretation, not the revelation itself. Just as a quick refresher, there's generally speaking, and this is just one approach, when we receive a revelation of God, from God, in one way, shape, or form, or from another source, we test it. We ask, Lord, is this from you? And if He says yes or no, we test it again. We confirm that, that the revelation we've received, and this revelation can come from any source. Can come from a dream, a vision, a thought, an impression, an idea, a concept. We may be watching a movie and be impressed by, maybe watching a movie, a disaster movie in this case, and be impressed by an earthquake. And we may all of a sudden be, you know, aware of its reality And we want to ask God, is this something you're trying to draw my attention to? Just to give you a personal example, a long time ago, quite a few years ago, I was watching TV, and you know how they have those commercials where they have, you know, the 1-800 numbers and the infomercials and the commercials and, you know, all the commercials. And I kept on being drawn to that 1-800 number, just the 800 part. And I kept on, you know, I realized this was like all day. So I started asking the Lord, what's this 800 about? And he just said, just, you know, keep thinking about it and just keep paying attention to it. And I kept that 800. Every time it would come up, I would just let it come up. And I would just, you know, say, Lord, whatever's going on with this 800, you know, I'm there with you. I'm standing with you. Because he didn't give me any further information, but I held that 800 as something that God wanted to draw my attention to, and so I gave it attention whenever he asked me to throughout the day. Well, at some point in time during that day, an airplane crashed, and it was Flight 800. Now, I don't know, you know, a further connection as to why he in particular wanted me to be paying attention to that, but that is one of the things, just one of the ways, a good illustration of how he connects things to us for a reason that sometimes we don't even know. But it can be simple. It can be, in other words, I didn't insist on interpreting what God was showing me. I didn't insist with God, well, God, if you don't tell me what I'm supposed to be praying about, I'm not going to pray. If you don't tell me what I'm supposed to do, I'm not going to pay attention to this. Then it must not be God. If he doesn't give me the interpretation, if he doesn't give me an application, it must not be from him. That's not the way he works. He can do whatever he wants. So he drew my attention to that number, and I gave my attention. And that's all he asked of me. So I was content, having gone through these strategies, Lord, what do I do? Is this from you? What am I supposed to do with this? What does it mean? What am I supposed to do with this? And that's really what we're talking about. We understand that when we receive something, we test it. Lord, is that you? Then if it's something we don't understand, because very often when God does give you a revelation or an understanding, he brings someone to your mind, you know what you're supposed to do with it. But very often when it's something that is outside our immediate environment, our immediate lives, that affects others, in other words, whether it's our family, our community, or our country, or our world, we don't know how to handle it. And so we have a tendency, instead of just simply taking it to God for the interpretation, we try to interpret it ourselves. And that takes us away from the simplicity, the purity of what God gave us to begin with. It waters it down. It changes its very character when we try to interpret what God gives us. So that when it comes to the third part, the application, and we try to figure out what to do about it, we've come so far away from the original intent, the original revelation, because we are doing it ourselves. We are relying on our own mind, will, and emotions, our own soul, our own history, and our own beliefs. Now, hopefully, many of us can say that God has revealed things to us that were contrary to our own beliefs, and we had to change our beliefs. I would hope that be true for all of us, if we're honest. Because that gives us the indicator that he knows more than us, that we know that he knows more than we do. If you think that everything you believe is all-encompassing, that you have in your soul, in your mind, all knowledge, you're going to be closed to God revealing anything new to you. So start with that notion that you don't know everything God is doing or wants to do or is going to do. But for you, what can you do? Whether it's a revelation you're experiencing yourself, there's a lot of people out there that are just coming up against fear. And this is an anxious time to begin with in the political realm, in the financial realm. There's a lot of scary things going on. So it's hard to know whether which comes first, the fear or the stressful situations, which causes which. But the point is, wherever you're at right now, you can develop your strategy. And with that strategy in place, whatever happens, it's not that you're ignoring the situation, and it's not that you're reacting to it. Because again, if your enemies or even your friends can get you to act or think or feel based on the information that they provide, they control you. That will be distorted. So it doesn't matter if the person you're receiving information from has been 100% accurate in the past, 100% truthful, perfect in the past. You are responsible and accountable for testing it today, every day, now. Lord, is this from you? What does it mean? What do I do with it? Now, there may come times when God does give you something very specific to do. Then just do it. Also remember that what he has you to do, what he has you do this at this time, may not be at all related to what he does in your circumstances. It may be just that he's taking this opportunity, since you've finally given him attention in that area, that he's going to address issues that now you're willing to address, that maybe before you weren't. But your strategy is, Lord, is this you? You test the revelation. You ask him to give you the understanding to interpret it. Then you ask him what you should do with it. Now, this may be a lot easier to do without being exposed to a lot of these wild things that are out there. And in fact, as we more and more develop that intimate relationship with God, that dependent relationship on a moment-by-moment basis, when these furors, especially on the internet, but in the mail as well, about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, and whole books are, you know, on the presses even as we speak, little booklets and videotapes, and you can download, you know, whole messages on what's going to happen, and you need to get this into as many people's hands as possible because we need to have unity in the church or we're all going to hell. This is our last chance type of thing. And these are all geared. And, of course, they all say, well, I don't mean to instill fear in you, but. So we look at, are they interpreting these things for themselves? Or are they depending on God? Are you depending on God for the interpretation and application? And when people relay revelation, I'm not sure if you've caught on, but we all tend to use similar kinds of language in describing what we get from God. We use the same terminology. And yet, we each come up with because we all have our own history and our own understanding, we all come up with our own visualization or picture of what we conclude someone else experienced as a revelation. It's like that little phrase that if all you have is a hammer, everything is a nail. In this situation, if you believe that anything negative that happens as far as a natural disaster or a tornado or a hurricane, any natural disaster, if you believe that they're all a judgment from God, God's not going to be able to teach you anything different. He's not going to be able to tell you, this is a sign of my floodwaters coming in to free you from your chains. No, God, it's judgment. If you expect to hear judgment from God, that's all you'll hear. So we need to start from the whole, Lord, is that you? And that's your strategy. That's your escape plan that you need to have ready now. And you need to always have it ready. And you shouldn't have it ready just because you're afraid something might happen this summer. Odds are something's going to happen this summer. Something happens just about every summer, whether it's a hurricane or a flood or freakish weather or earthquakes or, you know, a terrorist event. Something usually happens in the summer. But we learn to be proactive. We don't wait for it to happen. We get ready now. We are prepared. We don't know what's going to happen this summer, but we can be ready. You develop a strategy so that when all these theories come out, Lord, is that from you? What does it mean? What am I supposed to do with it? Now, if you don't do that, you will be vulnerable. Just because you're relying on your own beliefs, which means you've allowed a lie to take root in your life. And where you believe a lie is where you're vulnerable. But also remember that God's going to allow those lies to come against you. And they're going to keep coming against you. Because we need to learn how to overcome them. Just as a funny little example, Lord showed me my squirrels out on my back deck where I feed the birds. I try something different every time to get them away off my desk, away from the bird seat. And they'll leave, but they'll come back. That's just what they do. It doesn't matter what I do or how well I scare them away or what kind of, they'll always come back. And I just have to keep on shooing them away. And not make it a bigger effort than it needs to be. Well, likewise with the enemies that God allows in your life. Try something. Do whatever's, you're free to make a mistake. Come against your enemies. Shoo them away. But then don't be surprised when they come back. That's what they do. Don't take it personally. Don't make a big deal out of it. Stay focused on what God has you to be focused on. Things will happen. Develop a strategy, though, so you will know how to test whatever comes your way. So hopefully this has been helpful. It's been great hearing from everyone. And thanks for tuning in. If you've got any further questions, you can always contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org. That's where the blog is. We'll be revamping that a little bit, hopefully over this weekend, putting some additional pieces of information there. So, and that's at wecanprepare.org. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend and devise your own strategy.